How straight is that path? Narrow. I mean, narrow. It's so easy to step off the path, isn't it? I mean, good grief, you know. Instead of trying to walk a 1 foot walk right down this aisle, it would be a whole lot easier to say, you know, that's too much trouble. You know, I mean, I'm always, you know, the wind blows once in a while. The rains come, and they're trying to blow me off of this crazy little path. Oh, why don't I just forget it? Just step off the path down on the hard ground, and I can walk. I don't have to worry about nothing. But we know where that path leads, don't we? It leads to destruction. So what I'm trying to say, these scriptures today ought to make you and I, as sons and daughters of God, conscious of the fact we need to make sure that we know Jesus as our Lord and Savior. That He is our Savior, He is our Lord, and that we're in this book and we're spending time with Him every day. I do not want to wind up one day saying, like that preacher, that Southern Baptist preacher said to all them young people the other night, in 100 years, most of you in this room will be in hell. Boy, do you think that got to rock them? If it didn't, it should have. I mean, they should have said, this guy's crazy, what does he mean? And then when he goes ahead and says, you know, you can't tell us in the Southern Baptists from the rest of the kids. You know, we're living the same way. We use the same foul language in school. You know, we're sleeping around. We're doing everything the world's doing. He said, you can't be a Christian and live like that. He said, most of you people here would say, oh, I wish I could go with you to India. He said, you go with me to India and the way you live over there, he said, they'd excommunicate you from the church. That's scary, isn't it? Somebody says, wow, surely it wouldn't be that bad. I mean, surely we don't have to be that devoted to Jesus. But according to the Word, you do. True disciples. Are these true disciples? I mean, can we have true disciples that are prophesying? That are casting out demons? That are healing the sick? Sure we can. But we can have these false prophets that's taking the name of Jesus and doing the same thing. But how are we going to tell the difference between them? By their fruit. In other words, you call one of them at 9 o'clock at night and say, would you come down to the hospital and pray for me? And he said, well, if you got $500, I might. I can't guarantee they'll get healed, but if you got $500. But I mean, you know, I've done my 8-hour day today. I don't have to. I've already, you know, been at the office from 9 to 4. And don't bother me on my day off. You know. Woo. You're beginning to get the idea how you can tell the difference between those that are doing what they're doing for the kingdom and those that are doing what they're doing for something else. You see where I'm coming from? If you really love Jesus, you're producing fruit that will glorify the King. You see where I'm coming from? Yeah. And if everything you're all about is money, I ain't got time to go to church. I got to work and make all this money. If you're all about that, you got a real problem. And you're probably not casting out demons, prophesying, or anything else. But there is men that did these things that the King said, I never knew you. Go away. The things you did were unauthorized. In fact, in the King James, he said, in the outer darkness where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. In other words, he's casting you into hell. Now, can Jesus cast you into hell? Yes, he can. So when I stand before him one day, do I want to make sure that I know the King as my Lord and Savior? And that I've done things that glorified him on earth? I guarantee I do. That's like when Dave and I was out here working on this building. You know, and I mean, we spent lots of hours out here. Here a while back we were doing something, I forget what it was. And I said, oh, Dave, that's close enough. Go ahead and let's just put it right there. It'd be okay. He said, if we were building you a house, and it was your house, I'd do it. But he said, I'm building this one for the Lord, and that's got to be perfect. Amen. I said, okay, okay. Now, then, in other words, I believe that boy wants to get to heaven, don't you? He wants the King to know that what he did is the best he could with the knowledge God gave him. So it's amazing. You know, so that's what we want to be. But did you know I had a lady that worked for me one time, and she told me that she'd worked for some other ministries. And she said this was the first ministry she had ever worked for that didn't have profanity in the ministry. Now, what about what? You work for some other preachers or ministries and there's profanity goes on in the workplace? Hey, wait a minute. They may sound good on Sunday in the pulpit, but on Monday, if they're cussing and they're chewing out their people and using bad language and everything else, I got a problem with this ministry, don't you? I got a real problem. But see, you don't see that. You don't see that. But, I mean, if you're truly a child of God, God will deliver you from all those things. If you get in the Word, I mean, yeah, sure, when I got saved, I wasn't raised up in a home that had much profanity at all. But when I got saved, I'd been working in the world in a Chevrolet garage. And, of course, the guys down there, you know, they tell dirty jokes and, you know, all that wasn't all that bad. But I picked up a few of their little bad habits. You know how it is. You know, just a little bit of bad character somewhere can make the whole barrel rotten. You know it? You know, it's amazing how much impact you can have when you're rotten. Well, I'd picked up a few of their bad habits, so I realized this was wrong, you know, and I shouldn't use those foul words. And so I didn't use very many. But one year I said it's a New Year's resolution time, just like, you know, we're coming up on a new year. And it was January the 1st, and I said, okay, Lord, I am not going to use another foul word this year. Now, what did I do wrong right there? That's exactly right. Well, guess what I did during the course of the year? I messed up a few times. So the next year I said, Lord, it's obvious I can't do this. So I don't want those because I know those words does not glorify you. And I like to talk about you. And I know if somebody says, oh, look at that guy. Oh, you're trying to tell me about Jesus? You're the guy that's mean to your wife? You're the guy that uses all them foul words? You told me them dirty jokes? That devil, he'll do that to you, won't he, Ernest? That beast, he done it to me. I'll tell you for sure. I said, Lord, I can't do this, but I know you can. So, Lord, I'm asking you to take away my profanity, and I want you to clean out my heart, scrub it with a wire brush. And that's the only thing I could use since I was a mechanic. I know when you got something really dirty, you take a wire brush, man, you can get it clean. May take a whole lot of work, but you can get it clean. So I said, take a wire brush and clean my heart, and I want them things removed. Amen. And he did. And so, you know, I mean, when I get hurt now or something happens or we're driving down the road, somebody cuts me off and I do like that. Somebody said, go ahead and say it. I said, praise the Lord. What? That's not what I expected you to say. Well, I said, them other stuff, they ain't in my vocabulary.
It ain't hard.
Huh? Oh, I know it's not. Amen. But that's why we as Christians have got to turn over a new leaf and really learn to walk the straight and narrow path. Don't y'all agree with me?
Amen.
We need to walk the straight and narrow path. We need to stay in the Word, led by the Spirit, and we need to be good men and women at home. We need to do what God says. There should never be any kind of a problem in our home between a man and a wife. You know, we should not let that devil do that to us. We should walk in the God kind of love. Now then, let's see in verses 24 through 29, let's see what he says about the wise and the foolish. There's two kinds here. Anyone who listens to my teaching and obeys me is what?
Wise.
Now, who's that include? Is that you? It can be, can't it? Because he said anyone. Anyone who listens to my teaching. Now, what's wrong if you don't go to church? You don't ever hear any. That's absolutely right. You don't listen to it. What if you're driving down the road listening to somebody done somebody wrong song on your television or your radio all day long? You don't ever hear nobody talk about Jesus on them stations either, do you? No. You got to turn to a Christian station. But anyone who listens. Now, then, if you're driving down the road, you got a CD in there about the Jesus, like the Word of God. You're going to hear these things. Anyone who listens to my teachings and, after listening to them, obeys me. Do you mean I have to obey too? I mean, he says this over and over, doesn't he? You got to obey me. If you obey me, he says, you're wise. Now, who is he? He's God, isn't he? I mean, one day when you stand before him, you ain't going to have the privilege to say, well, I need to call in somebody else. No, he's God, and he's going to have everything like a person. He says, you're like a person who builds a house on a solid rock. Now, this house right here, this baby is built on a solid concrete slab. I mean, it's solid, and we put some piers in it and everything else. And he says, he builds a house on solid rock. though the rains come in torrents and the floodwaters rise and the winds beat against the house, it won't collapse because it's built on a rock. Now then, you notice here, what this particular house, what comes against this house? Torrents of rain and floodwaters and the winds beat against it. In other words, regardless of what you built your house on, the problems are going to be there in life, aren't they? You build your life on Jesus. Just because you build your life on Jesus, Steve, you ain't never going to have another problem. Everything's going to go perfect. Yeah, that ain't true, is it? You're going to have problems. Guarantee you're going to have them. But if you're built on the solid rock of Christ and you've heard His teaching and you obey them, you overcome it, don't you? And whenever the wind and the rain goes away, your rock is still there. And you're still standing on the rock, which is Jesus, right? Amen. We're there. Then let's see what happens with the other kind that's not wise. The next two verses. But anyone who hears my teaching and ignores my teaching is foolish. Now, do you want to be foolish? No, I don't either. But I know a lot of people in church that hear his teachings that don't believe him. How many people have I hurt? Just like this girl. This girl called me from somewhere in Tennessee and wanted me to fly up there and anoint her with oil and pray over her. I said, what's wrong with you? She said, I work on staff for a big Baptist church. And said, I have come down with cancer. And said, while I was at home, not able to work, I was reading the Word, and I come up on a magnificent promise in James 5, 14, 15, and 16, where God promised to heal me. So she said, I call my Baptist preacher, my senior pastor, and asked him to come to my house. And said, he did. I told him, I said, sir, I have found a promise in God's Word I've never heard taught in our Baptist church, but said it's in my Bible. So I want to ask the elders and deacons of this church to stand on James 5, 14, 15, and 16 and anoint me with oil and pray the prayer of faith for me so I can get well. He said, we don't do that in this church. We don't believe that. And they would not do that for her.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with the teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.